What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we are just now getting reports of a massive gas pipeline explosion in eastern Ukraine, in Donetsk, and no doubt they're going to say, oh, this is Russia's doing, Russia's doing it. And, you know, it's, remember, truth is the first casualty of war. Okay, getting on back to Climate Gate here. Biden's Energy Department has issued a statement that people who do not embrace climate change are spreading misinformation. That's their latest weapon. Anybody who doesn't agree with what the government is saying, oh, that's got to be misinformation. Well, you know, we're all adults out here, and we will decide for ourselves what is truth and what is misinformation. So there we are. Bill Gates is out there pushing this idea of actually trying to dim the sun to combat global warming. And there is, to nobody's surprise, an international group of scientists are saying this is a bad idea. I mean, this is an idea right out of the Matrix movies, you know, that they scorched the sky hoping it would, stop the machines here. And yeah, it's insanity. It really is insanity. I guess there's something about being a billionaire that just drives you crazy. Really, it's just scary here. The website OnlyFans, which is a porn site, apparently is sending recruiters onto college campuses, recruiting young girls to do porn for, quote, financial freedom. And I don't think that's what people send their daughters to college to do. But, I mean, it really is silly here. All righty, getting into computers and other such stuff as that. There's a new report from Reuters has revealed a secretive company called Quadream that has been hacking iPhones for more than 5 years, granting access to users' microphones, cameras, both front and back, and monitoring your calls in real time. And Reuters said that Quadream's flagship product was called Rain, and the company sold its hacks to the highest bidder. Rain could take remote control of any iPhone without the user's knowledge. It could then access emails, photos, texts, contacts, and instant messages, even from end-to-end encrypted services like WhatsApp, Telegram, and Signal. Now, a while back, there was a story where police had arrested somebody based on information from a WhatsApp message, and it raised the possibility that WhatsApp did have a backdoor. Maybe it does. But apparently with this software called Rain infecting either the sender's or the recipient's iPhone, the messages could be read anyway. And this looks like a competitor of the Israeli cyber arms firm NSO Group and its Pegasus software, which has been successfully hacking iPhones since 2016 until it was exposed last year in news that really shocked much of the world, because this Pegasus was being used not against criminals and terrorists, but against political opponents, activists, and so forth and so on. Over at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, they are basically joining with activists and human rights groups to reject attacks on encryption. And everywhere around the world in liberal democracies, elected leaders are giving lip service to our right to privacy while trying to create a system where they can look at any data we send over our phones or over the internet. Yes, we respect your privacy. Ooh, my goodness. Are you sure you want to have that on your iPhone here? So earlier this month, the United Kingdom Home Office spent public money on a high-priced ad campaign that badmouthed encryption, portraying it as a tool used only by criminals. And in the U.S., a Senate committee is about to vote on the Dangerous Earn It Act, which could lead to widespread scanning of private messages and photos. In both countries, the excuse is the same. Lawmakers, say they need to get into our messages so they can prevent crimes against children. So, yeah. And I'm sure that's what they're going to do with it here. And for those of you into encryption, I refer you back to the article I wrote a while ago, Rivero Challenges the NSA, which showed that in the age of computer equipment, you can have unbreakable codes as long as they don't come from a commercial company or the government itself. Now, speaking of iPhones, there is a campaign over on Instagram that says, congratulations, you have won an iPhone 13. It turns out it is a scam, so do not fall for it. Okay. Now, there is a new app called Citizen, and it gives you tools to protect yourself. This is from the CEO, Andrew Frame, and it's actually a pretty nifty little gizmo. I put it on my iPhone, and it specifically gives you news originating in your immediate vicinity. Okay, so you know, if you wonder why the national news isn't reporting on what's going on in your town, Citizen is going to help you take care of that here. All righty, now, we already know that the U.S. government is pushing for a law that would require new cars to have remote shut-off switches. So if the police want to pull you on over, they just tap your license plate into their computer in the car and your engine stops. They're now pushing for the same capability to automatically roll down your windows and unlock your doors. And you know hackers are going to find out ways to do this. And it's going to make carjacking much easier for them. It really is ridiculous. Now, a little bit of good news. I was very impressed by this one. Okay. Scientists have created these 3D spinal cord implants that are 80% successful at restoring walking in paralyzed mice, obviously in the experimental stage, but they're saying it could ultimately work in humans too, which means people currently confined to wheelchairs could start walking in the very near future. And they're saying the implants, which are made using human cells, had an 80% success rate, and they're basically saying what they'll ultimately do is create personalized implants. They'll take some cells from your own body, they'll make the new spinal cord implant, put it back in your body so you don't face the risk of tissue rejection, which has been a real big problem here. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Now, we've been talking, you know, I'm catching up on some of this science news here. The James Webb Space Telescope is starting to take in starlight. They're going through the alignment procedure for that multi-segment mirror. And we're getting closer and closer to the point where we're going to start seeing some real images from it, some real research out there. Getting on back to Mars, they're beginning to acknowledge that Mars, at least in its past, was a lot wetter, and they're now saying it may have been wet for much longer than previously believed. Now, evidence of this warmer, wetter past is preserved in the planet's surface today in the form of the river channels, lake beds, alluvial fans, and sedimentary deposits. I mean, we saw this all, you know, back during the Mariner missions. And, you know, it's been reinforced by stuff from the Viking orbiters and various other satellites. But they're saying now that Mars may have had a northern ocean as recently as 3 billion years ago. Now, my opinion about this is that Mars had a major impact in what's called the utopian plane. And if you look at a topological map of Mars, it is clearly an impact event. And on almost the opposite side of Mars, you have that uplifted Tarsus region. Mars is actually kind of lopsided. And Tarsus is where all the big volcanoes are, like Olympus Mons. And then you have that huge crack, the Valley Marineris. So it does suggest there was a violent event that may have splashed Mars' atmosphere and some of its water out into space. And without a dense atmosphere, the rest of the water would have started evaporating. But there is still water on Mars. It has been seen. It has been imaged. Now, about 3 weeks ago, Ars Technica reported that astronomers were tracking the upper stage of a Falcon 9 rocket and predicted it would strike the moon on March 4th. Unfortunately, it's going to strike on the far side of the moon, so you can't get your telescope out and watch the fireworks here. And this story resulted in a lot of criticism directed at SpaceX for failing to properly dispose of the second stage of its Falcon 9 rocket after the launch of NOAA's Deep Space Climate Observatory mission. The British tabloids in particular outdid themselves. The European Space Agency tutted, noting that it takes care to preserve enough fuel to put spent rocket stages into stable orbits around the sun, which is okay until interplanetary travel to the inner planets becomes a common thing, and then you've got a problem again. It turns out they were all wrong. They have deduced instead this rocket they're tracking is actually from China, and that their SpaceX is now off the hook. Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. I'm a little surprised we're not getting calls yet here. Getting on back to some other news here. Yesterday, the FDA admitted that some of the nose swabs that for the COVID tests were being sent for gene sequencing. They're harvesting DNA data off of those nose swabs. They're saying it's only one out of every 10 people. It's not the entire population. We don't know that one way or the other. The FDA is now admitting that the COVID PCR tests were created to test positive for genetic material from the common cold virus. So that means your PCR test that said you had COVID may have just been saying it was a common cold, but it was called COVID to drive those numbers up for the, for the propaganda value here. Okay. Now, The Lancet, the British medical journal, has now published a medical professor's warning that natural immunity has made vaccine mandates totally irrelevant. And I think that would be a good thing. Okay. Let's see. We got that one here. Over at the University of Pennsylvania, we have that transgender man who still has his male plumbing and his male muscles and everything else, just stealing all the records from the biological women. And the University of Pennsylvania is celebrating that. And this is becoming a huge scandal for the National Collegiate Athletics Association, which tried to duck the issue by saying it's really up to the governing committees for the individual sports. But the problem is continuing. These guys who can't do very well against other guys, they say, well, I self-identify as a woman, and they swim against other women, and they start winning all kinds of prizes and awards, and more importantly, scholarships. Okay, I'm starting to think the phone lines weren't working, but they are. We have callers on the line, and we're going to go to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
And starting off the Ukraine thing, yeah, it's, like I said, that's surprising. When is it going to start? What's going to do it? It's probably, dissidents and within the Ukraine. CIA is probably behind them. Tell them, here, start the shooting. And it'd be interesting to see what happens to all those people in the Donbass side who are dissidents wanting to go to Russia.
They're going to be in a world of hurt. There's just no two ways about it. And, the United States government wanted to look like the good guys. They wanted to demonize Russia. Russia's invading. No, Ukraine is invading Lugansk and Donetsk. And that is the absolute truth of it. But you're going to have the media like the Daily Mail saying, oh, this is all somehow Russia's fault. It's all Putin's fault. That evil, evil Putin. You got to blame him. And it really is kind of disgusting to see just how low the U.S. government and media, or for that matter, all of these countries pushing for war with Russia, how low they have sunk. And I just hope that the general population has become sophisticated enough to understand that the U.S. starts wars with lies. It's always a lie or a trick. You know, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Trust us, the Lusitania was not smuggling weapons to Britain when it was torpedoed, and on and on. I mean, the list is endless of wars started with hoaxes and frauds.
Well, just the interesting thing about this, my wife and I, we've been trying to go to Russia for the last, going on 3 years now, take a river cruise in Russia itself.
And yeah.
Right before, after the COVID started, they had to shut down things, and it's been that way, been postponed. They're probably going to do it again, or probably just say, we can't go to Russia, we can't get our money back because of that, we got to get a credit and go somewhere else. So that's kind of upsets me a little bit, but yeah that's kind
well,
of
Claire
funny.
And I always wanted to visit the Hermitage, but that's obviously not going to happen now.
No, my wife's going to miss all those painted, beautiful roofs on the churches. She was literally looking forward to that. Let me bring something else up, too. Going to the Olympics, just a little off, there's this Russian skater, this young girl that's been accused of taking a banned substance. I don't know if it was a heart condition or something, and they're making a big thing out of it.
Yeah.
And, hey, look, I said, if the Russian, it's illegal, don't let her skate. Goes back to the days, the old Soviet Union, the Eastern Bloc countries. Oh, no, they're giving them all these steroids, and they're cheating and all that stuff. I say, hey, let the Olympic Committee decide. If they're going to do it, don't let her skate. Or, like I said, what they want to do, she skates, she's not going to get any medals. Well, here's the other thing. Why don't you just divide it? According to my wife, it's these quads. These young girls can do it, but the older ones can't. They have a problem. So that's going to affect, you know, letting them get by and get medals. Let them change the, change the age limit. Let these young girls, 16, 15 and under, have their own category. But, you know, this is just creating a lot of BS and controversy. I said this, you know, that's why
well,
I don't
they,
like
they
about
the
Olympics.
They did let this skater compete, and she did not do very well. Apparently she fell several times.
Well, then if she doesn't, it'll all get forgotten tomorrow. But like I said, and this goes back to the days, during the Soviet, and even right at the end there, when the Soviet Union broke up, and they had it was the thing of Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. Well, Kerrigan got in, but she went to get up this 16-year-old Oksana Bayul that the Russians, when they threw a team together, and she won it. And you know, she won it, so fine. But like I said, let the committee stop pussyfooting around. If they want to change the rules so you can't skate, just say it and stop with this stuff. I'm getting tired of this and. About ready to let's get the Olympics over with, and then one last thing.
Yeah, I don't watch the Olympics anymore. I used to watch the Summer Games to watch the fencing competition because I was on my college fencing team. But you know, after a while, you get burned out on it with all the political nonsense on the side. Same thing with the Oscars. I don't watch them anymore. I still haven't seen reliable numbers on the viewership of the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, like I said, it's over with. Let's go on to something else. But one last thing you mentioned. Oh, I forgot. I apologize. I got to think. About these teachers in Colorado we're moving to, right in the same county area. And I said, you know, oh, gosh, here we go again. And then they're not supporting. They want to kick out the people who got rid of the masks and that. And, you know, thank God. Just, you know, like I said, you don't like what you read, read American Free Press. Forget about this BS mainstream media, you're just soaking it on you and all this. But, yeah. All right, Mike, well, have a good weekend. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you very much here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And, yeah, the Olympics used to be just about young athletes, amateur athletes, going on out and doing their best, and then you had all this, you know, politicalization of it. And you know, the United States is becoming like the old Soviet Union. Everything it has to go through the filter of politics before it goes out into the world. We got to take a break for commercials. We have callers on the line. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemarineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show, and people are starting to call in, and I think the lines may actually be full, but I'll let you know when they're open again. So we're going to go to Karen Tostado. Hello, Karen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael Rivero. Thank you for taking my call. Last time, I apologize. I had been I've been very sick, and I hadn't eaten any meat, and I found out not everybody can be vegan. But today, I am calling to encourage people to support the truckers because they're using LRAD, and they're using radiation weapons on peaceful protesters. They're breaking windows, they're arresting people, they're being violent, and our lives are on the line. They want to force these injections that are killing people, sterilizing our children, and murdering us. So everything is on the line here. The truckers have also called for a 7-day strike, a global strike, to support them next week. Our ancestors got out there with guns, they hiked, they went through the most horrible travails to try and protect their freedom. And all they're asking us to do is stay home from work for a week. You can contact your local Congress critters. We've also discovered surety bonds. Have you talked about surety bonds, Mike?
Yeah, we've talked about that briefly in the past year as well. But, you know, I think a global strike, you know, would definitely send a message. Again, that was how Gandhi got the British out of India. Just everybody stopped working. They stopped filling out paperwork. They stopped obeying. They just, stayed at home and prayed and contemplated the universe, and ultimately it worked. because the only wealth government has comes from the people. And if the people stop producing wealth, the governments are definitely in trouble.
The people have to realize the government is stealing money out of bank accounts. They stole the gas from the truckers. When they returned it, they had put water in the gas cans. They're talking about taking their children. It is absolutely unconscionable. And now for them to be using the weapons, I've seen pictures of the people. They're burning their faces. They're burning their necks. They're giving them headaches. They're making them sick out there because the militant industrial complex will not back down unless we, the people, stand as one and force them to. And even then, some of us will fall. But we are spirit. We're having a human experience. We've got to make our lives count for something. And our children and their future is on the line right now. Canada is not just about the vaccine passports. Look at all the pedophiles who have been caught down. Look at this recent one who was working for Zuckerberg in the metaverse, another pedophile brought down. It's time to face the ugly truth and to stop and to take action. To take action and to stay home next week, look into surety bonds. Call every single one of your traitorous politicians. Also look into surety bonds for your schools, your local schools, and your sheriff. That's what we're working on right here in Oregon. And it's time, folks. You've got to make your life stand for something. United we strike, united we sue, united we win, and united we live in freedom.
Boy, that was well said.
Thank you, Michael, for taking my call.
You got it, and thank you very much here. And, Canadian treatment of the protesters, I mean, they're seizing the children, they're seizing the pets. As Karen pointed out, they were stealing the fuel. When the judge ordered the fuel to be returned, they had added water to it, which can ruin the engines on the trucks. I mean, that doesn't really seem like the way government should be behaving here. All right, we're going to start with Bruce in Texas. And, Bruce, I'm going to have to take you to the commercial break. What's on your mind?
You know, if Putin wants to stop the war, why doesn't he target the billionaires, the oligarchs that are behind the U.S. government and the U.K. government? And just let it be known, you know, if there's a shooting war, they're going to go down first. Their super yachts and their mountaintop mansions and stuff are going to get hit. Because in World War II, the Rothschilds escaped from many bombings, you know. If you make it to where they're going to feel the pain, too, I think they may put a kibosh on the whole deal.
Well, it certainly might give them pause, but then their thinking would be, well, when the war is over and we own the planet, I'll just build a bigger palace or a bigger yacht.
You know, these people are cowards. They send other people to fight for them. It's just a thought. You know, if you were running down the false flag, let's not forget the fake nurse there in Kuwait talking about the Iraqis going Kuwaiti babies out of incubators.
Yep.
And the yellow cake uranium.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, and
that one never made any sense. I mean, they claimed that they had evidence that Iraq was importing yellow cake uranium, but Iraq has lots and lots of natural uranium. They don't need to buy it from anybody else. It was an obvious, again, piece of war-starting propaganda.
Yeah, true. On the thing about regime changes, you had attempts, and you had the Hungarians and the Czechs try revolutions in the 60s and 70s, or no, 50s and 60s. And they were both squashed, just like the truckers are getting squashed. And Romania was successful, and it was violent. I just want to put that in your lap there.
Yeah, well, the good thing about Romania is that it was over quickly. It was just a matter of weeks.
Yeah, but you do have to have a large percentage of the population in the streets unhappy with the current government, because even if Justin Castro resigned, I mean, the whole architecture is going to be in place for the next
one. All right, Bruce, thank you very much for the call. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepublicvoice.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. First and foremost, Michael, I want you to know that I always respect the news that you bring and things of that nature. I just jumped off with you the last time, you know, that we had a conversation, mainly because I wanted to think over what I wanted to say, and I didn't want to say something that I didn't mean or anything like that. So there was nothing towards you, and I thank you for letting me speak on your show.
Okay.
Today, you know, I want to revisit this. You know, I want to revisit the Super Bowl. I want to revisit, dude, everything that I talked about with you guys, you know, as it pertains to seeing things, the visions that, you know, the global elite, you know, bring out through the Super Bowl. I mean, basically, you know, that whole Snoop Dogg thing was like, was one big, you know, Crip gang sign, you know, that says, you know, we're open to terrorize America. And then to sit here and see Eminem, you know, drop to his knees and all of that stuff, that was to represent, you know, the fall, dude, of the white majority, you know, here in America. And I'm sorry, you know, Eminem is a traitor. And you know, anybody who's in Hollywood, I mean, if you're a conservative today, you know, you despise Hollywood. You despise, dude, you know, all of the picturing and the subliminal messaging, dude, in like children's movies with Disney and the pedophilia and all of this stuff. And, you know, going back due to, you know, the convoy in Canada, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen, dude, for the simple fact, you know, that you know, we were trying to remain peaceful with people who don't want peace. That's what it is. I mean, all
and
of that, you guys.
Very well put there. And yet we all knew this was going to happen eventually. We knew that, you know, Trudeau was not going to relinquish the power. And, you know, we're seeing it, you know, down in Australia with these microwave and LRAD weapons and everything. Yeah, I mean, this is the beginning of a global civil war.
I mean, everything, you know, that you think in your life, you know, going to the, you know, Chuck E. Cheese and all of this stuff is about to come to an end. You know, Alex Jones said it right. He said, you know, soon you're not going to be able to go out with your buddies, dude, and go drinking and all that stuff, man. You're not going to be able to go out to the ball game. I mean, what do you think is going to happen, Mike, you know, in the next couple of months? No, that stuff. They're going to reinstate the draft. They're going to put Americans, you know, to, you know, especially Caucasian Americans, to go over there and fight Russians because it's a part of their great replacement plan. And they're going
to
sit here.
Yeah, I was saying that the other day. That's why they're bringing in all the illegal immigrants. The illegal immigrants are going to be taking over the jobs left by the Americans who are going to be sent off to be killed and crippled in these stupid wars.
And don't think, dude, because you're 45 or 50 that it's not going to happen, that you're not going to get drafted. They want to get rid of you. And all that stuff. They'll find a position for you as like a deck swabber or something like that so that your ship gets blown up and you get taken out and all that stuff. You know, our congressmen, if they were, you know, going to be our congressmen and they know, dude, that this is the incoming, you know, deal, they need to start saying now. Or like, all right, you want your amnesty or whatever? Well, guess what, dude? You're going to fight in this war front line, all of you. And all that stuff,
well,
man.
You know, they did a pilot program where they went to a bunch of illegal immigrants and said, if you will serve in the military, we will get you a green card. And they found out these illegal immigrants were not effective combat troops. They had no emotional connection to the United States of America, and they were not motivated.
Well, that's about as rational as, you know, sending, you know, an American dude who doesn't want to fight dude over. And all that stuff. I mean, when it boils down to it, I mean, I guess, dude, what I'm trying to say is, man, is that we're at a point, dude, where we're sitting here trying to be peaceful with people who aren't going to be peaceful. Everybody's sitting there, you know, trying to live, you know, in a world where we have rules, where these people have the rules of the prison system, the rules, dude, of gang activity, the rules, dude, of, you know, inhumane, you know, cultures and all of that stuff. And we're sitting here trying to, you know, find our little way in thinking that if we keep our heads down, dude, that it isn't going to happen to us. No, dude. They're sitting there talking about in Canada, dude, going to every single American, dude, and having the FBI, dude, come to their house, dude, because they donated $10, dude, to give, send, go. And all that stuff, man. You know, we're at a point now, dude, you guys, where, you know, yeah, the way that you live life, dude, here in America as you knew it isn't it going to exist anymore because they want war with Russia so that they can, you know, get America to lose, so that we lose our Constitution, we lose our rights, and that they can adopt, dude, the Chinese methodology, dude, of communism, dude, for the new world. You know, the new post-industrial world, where you're going to live, dude, you know, where you're going to get squashed like a bug, dude, because you're not going to have the credit score to take your dog out for a walk, dude. You know, you ain't going to be able to do all of these things, man. And if you don't know how to, you know, say no and ignore these people, and if they get confrontational, dude, and all that stuff, then, you know, have the appropriate, you know, means, dude, to sit here and defend you and your family, dude, because you don't know who your neighbor is anymore. Your neighbor, dude, could be the one, dude, that's snitching you out. Your neighbor, dude, could be the one, dude, that's sitting there telling everybody, dude, what you have in your home. Your neighbor could be the one, dude, that sits there and knows about your resources or your finances or something like that. You know,
I think you're letting your paranoia get to you, and maybe it's because I'm living in a place with a strong sense of community, because we know our neighbors, they know us, we get together, you know, we see each other in the backyards and everything, and
well,
I don't get a sense.
In a rural area, but when you live in the city, you don't know who you have. And then also, if that's true, Michael, and all that stuff, I mean, look at these people. You know, the people who crashed Give, Send, Go, were former anonymous people, dude, that were trying to fight the establishment. Dude, the establishment caught them. These are weak people. And they're like, I don't want to go to jail or anything like that. So they're like, here, we'll give you $150,000 a year, dude, to join us, dude, and snitch everybody out. That's what that guy was. I mean, I don't know if any of your listeners, you know, went and saw, you know, that the hacker, dude, the way in which, dude, that he acted. He was like psychotic, dude. And he did
seem to have a couple of gears loose, definitely.
I mean, these are people, dude, that used to, you know, help organizations like WikiLeaks, you know, sit here and expose, dude, the tyranny worldwide. And once these people get caught, dude, they're little babies, dude, and they don't want to fight for freedom and go to jail and act like Julian Assange did. They'd rather sit here and get, you know, CIA contracts and protections because, you know, they'll be like, hey, well, dye your hair pink, dude, and we'll say that you're part of the LGBT and all that stuff, man. And you could sit here and run roughshod, dude, on your average American and all that stuff, man. I mean, this is who's doing us in, everybody, and all that stuff. Our own people, dude, the liberals, you know, all of these crazy people, dude, that sit here and want to wear masks. And I mean, it's all homegrown, but also on the other hand, you know, these people have a vile contempt for us,
mm-hmm.
a vile contempt for us. You know, they don't like, you know, you because you're religious. They don't like you, dude, because you're independent. They don't like you, dude, because you fly the American flag and want to sit here and drink beers, dude, with your friends on a Friday afternoon after you got done working your butt off. They want things for free and they want you to give it to them now. And they're not worth it, man. It drives you so crazy, dude. You know, knowing, dude, you know, that these people are your neighbors. These people live amongst you. These people, dude, you go and see, you know, to get food and things like that. Dude, when these people are traitors, dude, behind your back. You know, that's there's no paranoia, Mike. It's just, you got to accept the reality of where we are, dude. Civilization is breaking down because, you know, they're able, dude, to sit here and control the money. Most of these people are paralyzed by their jobs. You know, oh, I'm so close to retirement. Maybe if I just keep my head down, I'll retire and all that stuff, rather than standing up and fighting up. I mean, if we would have protested the Super Bowl, I mean, you know, realistically, dude, you know, it wouldn't starch anybody else's shirt because nobody who's watching the Super Bowl is a patriot anymore or anything like that, dude. I'm sorry. If you know, you know, if you know, dude, what your team's record is, if you know, dude, what, you know, who's going to the Super Bowl, who the acts are, you pay attention to that. You sat here and sat through all the brainwashing from the corporate America, and, you know, on the NFL. And dude, it's just not worth it anymore. And all that, man. But I just wanted to say thank you, you know, for letting me speak on your programming. And I have no hard feelings, dude, towards you. I just hung up, dude, because I was just getting furious because people just don't understand, dude, you know, the existential fight that we are in between good and evil. And sitting here thinking, dude, that you can think of, you know, your common American, dude, as somebody who has solidarity with you when they're really working against you. Anybody, dude, who's on the left right now had their opportunity. They had their opportunity to cross over when they started to see, you know, things like, you know, we're not working out for the American worker or anything like that. Now everything is about Russia, dude. So that they could sit here and say that Trump supporters, dude, are Russian sympathizers and all that stuff. They're coming after us. They're going to come after us. There's no way about it, dude. Prepare, everybody. Prepare. Have a good weekend.
All right, same to you here. And before I take the next phone call, apparently Joe Biden was supposed to have a press conference issuing his opinion about what's going on in Ukraine. And at last report, he's like an hour late. So I guess they're in the back room still trying to craft some kind of a story there. All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Hey, I'm Michael.
Hello.
I think this, first of all, the liberals and humanitarians out in the world should be actually praising Vladimir Putin for evacuating the civilians out of the Donbass.
You know? I agree.
In a sense, the smart move could be for the Russians just to forget about the Donbass. It's not worth turning it into La Somme or some kind of World War One static French warfare and make it a prolonged bloodbath just over some principle. So I think the way to do this for the Russians, it might be even smarter just to evacuate the people to Donbass, give the Donbass, let Ukraine have it. And then Russia will have millions of displaced people to use as a guilt trip on the West and point out Western perfidy, and also to show that Russia is reasonable, peaceful, and the return of some Russians with a declining Russian population, bringing a few million from the Donbass into Russia proper, could help with their demographics.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, I think it would get a lot of sympathy from the Chinese out of this, too. You know what I mean? Because that's really, if I were the Russians, that's the side of the world to play with, because they're, you know, you can keep a stable gas pipeline going from Russia to China without molestation. And it's just, and let's be honest, most of the manufacturers made in the world are from China, so it's much better to be allied with China than the United States if you're in Asia. So, either way, I just think, just continuing this and turning this into a slaughterhouse, you know, for the principle of a bit of real estate that's, I don't know, declining, low population, low birth rate, I just don't see throwing hundreds of thousands of young white males to their deaths or mutilation.
Well, I certainly agree with you on that one, but, you know, the people in charge, you know, they have a different view of the population. They don't see us as individual humans deserving of respect. We're just a mass asset. I remember what Henry Kissinger said about military people. They're just dumb, stupid pawns to be used for foreign policy. That's the way they think.
Well, but it is true. I mean, military people, like in the United States, they're volunteering to serve Joe Biden. I mean, they had their chance to not accept the vaccine and get out of the military, while you could. You know what I mean? So all these mm-hmm. remaining people in the military are willing to die for a 79-year-old pervert that squeezes children's breasts in the well of the Senate. You know, this is the man they're willing to die for. So that really shows you the caliber or the lack of intellect of the soldiers in our military today.
I have to basically disagree with you. I had a lot of military people in my family. I didn't serve during Vietnam. I had an occupational deferment. But I think people who join the military do so out of a sense of duty to the country and, wanting to serve. And they don't realize until much later that they're simply being hijacked and used, you know, to fuel the banker's greed and the military-industrial complex. It's like Major General Smedley Butler. I mean, he enlisted as a Marine. He worked his way on up to a general. And it was only after he retired that he wrote that little treatise about war is a racket. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure there's probably a lot of people in the military right now. They're good people. Most military I know are strict constitutionalists, and they're probably not really very happy about being used in this manner.
It's just, you know, it's fratricide. I just don't see any reason what's going to come out of this over where the borders are in Ukraine. Now, remember, America back in the 1990s thought it was just fine to cut off a chunk of Serbia and create an Islamic narco terrorist state in Europe, or another one next to Albania. So, yeah. You know, NATO and the United States have already arbitrarily cut off and truncated nations just because it's part of their global agenda or their vision of the world. So, I mean, the United States could have just as likely told Ukraine to hand the Donbass to Russia. But no, I think this is the way it almost seems like all parties are hell-bent on turning the battle in the Donbass. That's where the battle's going to happen now when it comes to Ukraine versus Russia.
I don't think so. I mean, I've been saying it before. I don't think Putin is going to go into the Donbass. But if Ukraine tries to go into Crimea, that is probably going to be the red line that really gets things going. Anyway, listen, Paul, we're getting short on time. I got a bunch of callers to get to. So thank you very much. And we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I was just got a couple of quick things here. I don't. We got a big. You got a great bunch of unity in Canada, and it's peaceful, and it still ain't working. I want to go over to Russia now. Look, I don't think there's going to be a war. I think we're being chumped again. This could also be about getting the price of oil over the top. You got to justify $5 gas. And if there was going to be a war, Mike, the ruling class, the smart money, wouldn't have all the homos and women in charge, especially against Russia.
Come on. I mean, just because somebody is, you know, I mean, I understand that women, you know, can't carry the field packs that the men can, but in areas where bodily strength is not necessary, you know, women, you know, are capable of doing things. In fact, I don't know why they don't have all female submarine crews, because they're smaller, they're going to use less oxygen, they're going to extend the range of the submarine that way. And, you know, I don't like
there's
the term
not
homos
be these,
either. Okay.
Okay, Mike, you want to extend your respect to the gay community? Great. But I'm telling you, those people in the military, the brass and the smart money, isn't going to get into a war with Russia with these women and these homosexuals in charge. Believe me, you got to have
right.
the
well,
respect
Rick,
of the fight
now. Rick, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And, I'm not at all happy with that one. Okay, let's see. We're going to go. We're going to skip the break. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Andy in Texas, are you there? He dropped. Okay, let's go to Chris Steiner. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm here.
I'm here, too.
It's Andy.
Hey.
Andy, Texas.
Oh, this is Andy. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's
confusion
a little
there.
Late
so what's going
in,
on?
But, okay, so I'm thinking that we definitely need to unite something fierce now as a human species.
I agree.
If people could grasp the reality of what's really going on here, this is not just genocide, because they're not going after any specific gene. They're going after all of us. They want us gone. And who made these people the owners of this planet to the point? What they did is they manipulated every single source of money supply in the world to where it would gravitate towards them. Okay,
well,
so we
came
can
up
look
with
at the
private central banking, which allows them to create money out of thin air and then loan it out at interest.
Exactly. So what they've done is, over the course of the years that they've done this, they've actually brought this into process here. And so everybody who's an evil idiot has $1 billion that they're going to do something evil to us. That was the plan. Look at the plan. Everybody that's a multi-billionaire is doing something evil to us, give or take a couple of people who just managed to slip through. But we're sitting here on a precipice of where if America, Canada, if we don't all unite, forget what country you're in. You have to unite. We have to, look, this is the end times. These people are not going to stop till they get what they want. And they seem to think they've had enough money and they bought enough stuff and they own enough of everything that they can do this to us. So whatever we do is futile to them. That's why they're so arrogant. They're arrogant about what's going on now. Look how stupid they're being. They're letting us see what they're doing. They don't care if we see what they're doing. All they care about is if they accomplish their goal. Look, what happened in Canada right now, this should be a worldwide Paul Revere moment. Okay.
It actually is. I mean, we're seeing trucker convoys pop up in the Netherlands, Australia. There's one here in the U.S. I mean, this is continuing to go global. And, all these governments cracking down on these protesters are revealing the true nature of government to the population, and the population does not like it. I don't think the population is going to back down in Canada or Australia or the Netherlands or anywhere else this is happening. You know, people are definitely getting angry. We could be seeing a global recreation of what happened in Romania.
Yeah, but here's the question. Here's the big question. Because they're so arrogant, they've got something else in mind. And if you know anything about 5G, it was a weapon before it became a fifth-generation phone. Okay? They've used it already in Australia right now. There's a woman on the internet.
No. Those microwave skin burners do not use the 5G frequencies, okay?
But it was. I did see, I don't know how, I've seen videos of the 5G weapon that does exactly what they were using down there. So
it's a different part of the radio spectrum. It really is. Anyway, Andy, we're running out of time, and I got a bunch of calls to get to. So let's go to Chris Steiner. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Smedley Butler, revealed the fascist plot in the McCormick 16 committee hearings, and now we're faced with global fascism, where I think the environmentalists, the progressives, need to be reminded that their environmental causes will not be considered when we have these industries who are polluting and polluting our bodies, polluting the environment. We're not going to have they're not going to have the ability to get involved to try to promote civic involvement, because nobody will have enough money or time or even a home to have a base of operations. So we need to come at this from a stance of strength and not desperation. And these convoys, we can expect to dissipate at some point. The demonstrations will dissipate. We need to hunker down locally as much as possible. And I've brought up before the promise of community currencies, time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, and swap shops.
Yeah, it worked before during the Great Depression of the 30s. Towns basically created their own currency for use within their borders.
Yeah, right. Well over 3,000 community currencies existed. But, it's not just within their borders, because almost all community currencies are denominated in time and hours, and they're demonstrably interchangeable. So there's a video, by the way, of Adam Kokesh taking a mountain hour from Summit County, Colorado, and spending it in Ithaca, New York, which is the modern pioneer for 1991 of community currencies. And he did vice versa. He took an Ithaca hour and spent it in Summit County in Breckenridge. Because they're hour denominated, you just negotiate the deal with whatever currency you have before you do it.
Okay, all right. And Chris, I'm going to cut you off here. I'm going to try and fit one more phone call in here. Laura in Michigan, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell Marco, he's looking for something to do. You have the two websites on your website to help to pull the bonds from these politicians. Remember the lady called about the surety bonds?
Yeah, about the surety bonds, yes.
You already got those websites on your site.
Yes, I do.
Also, I knew last night that they were going to do something, because the Air Force brought into D.C. the Flying Command Center.
That's serious stuff. All right, listen, Laura, we are at the end of the show. My apologies to the callers still waiting on hold. We couldn't get to you. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Ingrid Cassell with John Kaminsky are taking the microphone. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Have a great weekend. Keep your eyes on the skies for falling bombs, and we'll be back Monday. Aloha, America.
Ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and any any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.